This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're going to go through the list of the stories, the important stories, the elements that people are discussing from some of these stories, the people also that are in the conversation, news talk stations, about 1,000 of them around the country, Michael and his staff survey the hosts and the ideas that come through loud and clear as to what's on the list. And you can see the list at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. All right, so Michael, would you like to do the honors?
I certainly can. Can you hear me loud and clear? I'm on our unusual high-flying mobile unit today, so I want to make sure that I have a good connection. And if that's the case, here we go. We had another crazy week of unexpected events and turmoil in Washington, sports, and some social stuff. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League action. At number 9, the Miss USA flap and the death of Chris Cornell. The Turkish embassy brawl comes in at number 8. At number 7, we have the Seth Rich murder controversy. At number 6, a new cyber attack threat. At number 5, the death of Roger Ailes. At number 4, U.S.-Syrian airstrikes. At number 3, North Korea nukes and U.S. threats. At number 2, speculation running rampant about Trump either resigning or being impeached. And number 1, the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel. A lot of heavy drama. Okay, the people on the survey, Chris Cornell and Kara McCullough at number 10, Seth Rich at 9, Rod Rosenstein at 8, Roger Ailes at 7, 6 is our good old friend Kim Jong-un, number 5, Paul Ryan, number 4, Vladimir Putin, Robert Mueller is at 3, number 2, a tie between James Comey and Michael Flynn, and number 1, as you would expect, Donald Trump.
What was the first thought that went through your mind, Michael, when you heard that Roger Ailes had died?
My first thought was that he died of a broken heart. I didn't realize he had fallen and had an accident. My first reaction was, oh, my gosh, all of this stress and scandal and embarrassment took its toll on him, and he died. So that was my first reaction.
Mm-hmm. And then as the story unfolded and folks came to his aid or support, thought it was interesting. The first thing I saw was Sean Hannity's post after he died, extolling the value and virtue of his life and what he'd done, how he'd helped Sean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very interesting study of men and or women or people who have two sides. Here's a fellow that was loved by most of the people who he worked with and brought along, and loathed by others who said that he took advantage of them. And it does show you the complexities of just being a human being in our society. I think that it was a very, at first, the word karma came to mind, and then you think, okay, it goes further than that. And I know somebody who was a congressman who had the same thing happen. He fell down and he bled out. And I wondered if that was what had happened to Ailes. But, you know, all of the surfacing, whatever they say in Palm Beach and whatever they say in the news media and however people come to his aid, he still had things that, sadly, this is a truism for a lot of people. They spend their lives building a brand or they build a reputation. And in few short moments, that reputation can be destroyed.
And especially today, today when people seek to destroy reputations and when the media is so pervasive and so fast.
Well,
but you're bringing up a very interesting point. You're bringing up an interesting point, if I may jump in,
yeah.
Unless you have more to say about
it. No, I want you to go. Go ahead.
What you're talking about is beyond the complexities of people having different facets to their personality. People have different facets to their relationships. I mean, there's a thing called loyalty. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the case of Sean Hannity, you're seeing loyalty. He worked with this man for years. The man played a major role in his career. The man was good to him.
Yep.
Have you ever been in a situation where somebody was good to you,
yep.
always treated you well,
yep.
and yet you knew that he had enemies, you yep. knew that he wasn't good to everybody? So what do? You turn on the person because they're not good to everybody?
No.
These are the things that we have to measure in our lives. And with Ailes, there was two components going. One, there was the political component. Even had he not been involved in the sexual harassment scandals that tarnished his legacy quite severely, obviously, and ended his career at Fox News, he wasn't ready to hang it up, even though he was getting on in years.
Yep.
There would have been those that said the man was a monster because he created the scenario of the polarity in our country and the hate and he paved the way for Trump, the worst president in history. I mean, you know, all of that would have been going on. And then there were those who say, well, gosh, you know, all right, he had a problem with women, but look at what he did for our country. Look at how he pushed the wonderful conservative movement forward. We do that with our founding fathers. Well, yes, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, and he fooled around with them, and he had children by them. But look at what he wrote, the Declaration of Independence. Look, if it wasn't for him. This is inherent in the human condition. We're all stuck dealing with each other's faults, frailties, and humanity.
You know, that was brilliant, and I want you to know that it was brilliant. An overview that leads me to the next page of this, and that is the turmoil that's being created. Ailes was brilliant as a political strategist. He came to prominence during the Nixon years, was more prominent with Reagan, and he got George Bush the father elected, and then went to work for the Murdochs and created something that had never been done before. And in fact, you could argue, Michael, that it has changed the face, not just of that kind of, or created that kind of television, but what it's done is create in us a skepticism. And the turmoil, I believe completely that the surrounding focus on Trump, especially all the whispering, this nonsense about him resigning or the impeachment, when you get down to the brass tacks of what actually was given to the Russian ambassador, it's laughable that these sorts of discussions come to the surface. But it shows you that instead of reporting the facts, the news media has become, in a sense, self-made. They are creating news, making, not news, but making broadcasting interesting for some folks instead of actually reporting. So we don't really have a news media anymore. And you could say Roger Ailes is responsible for that. Whether it's good or bad, you make the judgment. But I think he went a long way toward changing the face of news.
Well, news, to sum it up for our listeners, the difference between news today and news 50 years ago is news today is considered by the large corporations that own the news venues to be on the same exact plane as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making money. It's all about having audiences. It's all about preaching to the choir, giving people what they want, and keeping it interesting and getting more of an audience than your competitor. And there's no way to objectively cover the news with that as your mission. There's no way to take the chance of having something be boring, if boring but important, if your main focus is the overnight ratings and not to let the other guy take away audience share. This is the result of preaching to the choir for the sake of pandering for ratings. Nothing else.
Okay. So you're going to tell me that the premise upon which I will speak in a moment is complicated. I'll predict that. As we continue, Michael Harrison, who is always a really good sounding board for me when it comes to a lot of these things, and I bet for you as well, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. 16 past the hour on the countdown.
When you need it. Spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to plan and prep for a storm. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, this week is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the official start of hurricane season is June 1st. Hurricanes and severe weather can be extremely dangerous, as we know. And in 2016, more than a million households and businesses were left without power by Hurricane Matthew. So we want to help people get prepared now.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Power outages can cost thousands of dollars, and having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect generator means that your power can be restored the moment the outage occurs. These generators are professionally installed, and once connected, they are on standby and ready to go. You can program the generator to power whichever functions in your home are most important to you, whether that's several appliances and lights or your entire home. Cummins Quiet Connect generators are quieter, more compact, and can be installed as close as 18 inches from your home, so you're never without power.
What are some other important tips?
Well, survey your property for things that might need attention, like dead trees, loose shingles, and even overgrown vegetation. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster preparedness kit that includes all the necessities that you and your family need, like bottled water, non-perishable foods, prescription refills, extra batteries, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit homegenerators.cummins.com.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. We continue with the charts for the week of May 15th to the 19th. The stories, and what I said to you, and maybe I'll just lay this out and we'll pause for some local information and then come back and have you take this apart. The idea that Mueller has been appointed as a special counsel to look into what? That's the question now, as more and more information becomes available. What was given to the Russian ambassador is of little or no consequence to the protection of the United States by itself. In fact, when you look at what went on, you could argue that it was really good for the international community to have access to the information that Trump passed along to the Russians. So is this just the continuation of this drumbeat to get Trump out of there because he disrespects the news media? Back to the same theory, the same theme, Michael. It's news that's being made. How would it be for Trump? How would things be different if there wasn't this constant harping on him because he's different?
I first of all think that Trump having war against the news media is a terrible, terrible flaw. I don't think that it's wise for any president to be at war with the news media. The news media is there, and the news media is very, very important to the protection of our democracy. Flawed or not, the news media, I'd rather have a news media than a president, because a president without a news media becomes a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
The whole nature of the government is set up with the checks and balances and the existence of the press to protect people from a despot, a tyrant, a dictator.
But who determines that?
It's very easy for that to happen. Who determines that? This is part of what's called a social contract. It's part of the culture of a country. It's part of history. I don't think it's as simple as that. And I don't think it's the security of the U.S. that's in trouble. I think it has to do with our relationship with our allies. So mm-hmm. I think you're right. It's a more complicated question that I could answer in 15 seconds.
All right, so you'll get another 15 seconds in a few moments. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour, Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work that's done by the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of things go on there, but most of it's all about the talk media. And the subject matter here is to review all these important stories, the complicated ones. I thought it was interesting, Michael, that no matter what you say about Trump, there's such a divided camp. There are those people who just are disgusted by him no matter what he does. And then there are the loyalists that basically disregard any of these controversies. What's next? What are we going to do to fix a lot of the problems? And I can, it goes into all kinds of different specialized areas. I talked on the farm show that I do, the American Family Farmer, this week about the turmoil, and I've used that word a couple of times, but it is, I think it's the word that's appropriate, in the agricultural community because of the overregulation and then the coziness of people who are regulators to the businesses that are being regulated and how literally farmers by the thousands are being driven out. And so what does that say for the future of agriculture, the future of our the future of our food? And Trump said something that was very important that we'd never heard before from a president, that he specifically said the Canadians and their practices to flood the American market with their milk have to be stopped. Nobody's ever said that before because all these presidents were so worried about trade. Trump said something that so rang true to me as a dairy farmer, but to the people who are on the front line, who are losing the battle because the price of milk is so low because of competition from Canada and Mexico and China. So he touched on something that brought him around to sort of the humanness that we forget about with a president because he's a person. And don't you think that gets lost? Sometimes people treat the president as it's a thing rather than a person.
I understand what you're saying, and yeah, sometimes we treat presidents like a thing. I certainly don't think we should treat presidents like royalty.
No.
Nor do I think we should beat them up. We should have compassion for them to a certain degree. But let's face it, presidents have the power of life and death over the world. They're very, very powerful. They've got to be held accountable. Nobody talked Trump into running for president. Nobody talked Obama to running. Nobody forced anybody to run for president. You run for president, you have to take the problems that come with having so much awesome power and, the way people idolize that position. You're treated like a pope. So, I don't know. I don't feel sorry for Trump. I mean, in this case, he happened to say something that aligns with your business interests. If somebody was struggling to feed a family and the cost of milk is less as a result of international trade, they may see it quite differently. It's a political and an economic issue. And back to what we were saying before, I do believe we need to have the press around to hold their feet to the fire. Whether it's a president, a vice president, or a mayor, or anybody in public office. And I'm very wary of politicians that go to war against the press. There are other ways of handling it. In this case, my personal view, I see Trump as severely flawed, and I see the media that he's fighting with as severely flawed. I think for the individual citizen, we're between a rock and a hard place. I think most of the sides that are at war with each other are extremely flawed. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to have voices of reason that point that out without forcing yourself to take sides. Which flawed, camp do you want to support? Well, I don't think that's a great option.
Mm-hmm. Which flaw is the least of the flaws to deal with? All right, so we'll pause for a moment with the activity from local stations at the bottom of the hour, then we'll continue. This is a weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk. It's a terrific way for you to listen to the thoughts of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Message and data rates may apply. When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour, second half hour of our weekly chat with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can get the list. You can see, actually, there's access to Up Close and Far Out, which is his weekly podcast. There are a lot of great people who have made it through that studio. What are you doing this week? UpCloseAndFarOut.com or at talkers.com.
We have Phil Valentine, who's a nationally syndicated talk show host out of Nashville, who also is a filmmaker. And he did the documentary film, an Inconsistent Truth, an answer to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth movie. And he's a cool guy. Very interesting discussion about what it's like for conservative talk show hosts to call balls and strikes on Donald Trump when the audience only wants to hear good things about Trump.
Huh. Wow. Isn't it?
Conservative hosts, you want to talk about talk radio, conservative hosts have that problem.
Yeah.
A lot of their audience has, you know, completely unconditional love for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They accept all of his faults. They accept everything because they think that's what's necessary to, you know, drain the swamp, whatever the hell that means. And when they're talking about him and they want to say, well, you know, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that, just valid criticism of day-to-day events, the audience gangs up on them and turns on them and won't accept it. So a lot of conservative hosts are having a problem maintaining their own interpretation of their conservative ideology while being supportive of Trump but not worshiping at his feet.
There's such a divide. One of the things that I'm sorry that sometimes I put you into a box, I'll throw something like mud against the wall, and you don't necessarily always have, but you know me well enough to know what I'm thinking and how I will review these things, and I know you don't agree with me. I don't know that I agree with myself sometimes, frankly. I find it very frustrating because there's a lot in my mind to like about Trump, and there's a lot to dislike. Is it different than if Hillary Clinton were president? Were there a lot of things to like about Obama and to not like?
But don't you understand? Don't you understand what you just said is the answer? You just gave the answer. There's a lot to like. There's a lot to dislike. The same thing about Obama. The same thing about Hillary. The same thing about Dwight Eisenhower. The same thing about Abraham Lincoln. I mean, why can't people just call it like they see it as opposed to having to pander?
Well, what have we done to create? What have we done to create audiences, again, back to what you just said about Valentine, who, by the way, has a great radio voice. If you've never heard him, folks, Valentine has a fabulous radio voice.
He's a crafty guy. He's a, he's a cool guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
He's a good guy. So anyway, but we're eating our young here, and the people who lose are you and me under the circumstances where these people go to war for their own self-interest. Trump, is he interested in taking his best foot forward to help him? Of course he is. What about the news media? Do they really care about you? I think there are probably some good reporters who really do care. And then there are those that are there to grind up whatever they can grind up for their own personal...
Trump is playing to his core. He's playing to the loyalists that elected him. The media is playing to their target audience, the audiences that they feel they need to have their ratings. Everybody's playing to and pandering to the people that brung them to the dance. And there's very, very little objective, you know, devil may care, true commentary, true activity, true integrity going on. And that's the problem. That's it.
Got it.
They seek victory, not truth.
Yep.
It's all sides. So my, you're not putting me in a box. You're putting me in a situation where I may disagree with you. And I try to do that in a very, very collegial way because I don't disagree with you as a human being. I like you, and I think that you do a good job, and I think you're smart. But sometimes you say things that I don't personally agree with, so I gently disagree with you because I don't see this show as being the product of this show being a debate between you and me.
No.
I don't see this as being a show that has a fight for the sake of a fight.
Mm-mm.
Because when you have a show that's for a fight for the sake of a fight, as opposed to a discussion for the sake of communicating, that's a very different animal, and that's not my game. I stay away from stuff like that.
Nor is it mine. Most people listen to me know that I'm about having fun most of the time, and the information, which is more important than people's opinions, it gets lost, though, in the sea. What happens on this program that's heard on a lot of the stations that carry the programming that you're talking about, and the Monday through Friday program that I do that's on a lot of these stations that carry right-wing programming for the rest of the day, it's a hard meter to be able to watch. As I watch the needle go up and down, I listen to people and their input. It sometimes confuses me, even though I'm a seasoned broadcaster. You are, too. We're in very confusing times, and it's hard sometimes for us to know what's right. And in order for, I think you would say this about the best broadcasters that you've ever come across, the word authentic is used a lot now these days.
Mm-hmm.
Our conversation is very authentic. We are friends, but we don't agree on everything. We're not here in this for this purpose. I don't even want to have a discussion of the debate that are the kind that we hear in most of these wrestling matches because I don't think they go anywhere.
And I don't want to prove you wrong if I think I'm right and you're wrong. I'm not trying to prove you wrong. You know, it's just not my nature. And I sacrificed, in terms of my career, any ambition to be a big time talk radio star. I mean, I'm on, I play, I'm on every station, I fill in for people. I'm pretty good at it. But I've never, as the industry went in this direction, I never took it on myself to go to be a star because you can't be a star in this environment unless you pander to a target audience. And I don't want to do that. I'm not saying I'm too good for it. I may not make it at that. But I don't want to do that.
No, neither do I.
I don't want to have to defend Roger Ailes. I want to be able to call it like it is. I don't want to have to be loyal to anybody beyond the point of telling the truth. And I don't want to fear that if I'm talking to you about certain things about Donald Trump that I think are dangerous, that I'm offending the Trump fans, that I'm a Trump hater. I'm not a Trump hater. I see he does some things that are cool, and I understand why he was elected. But I also see some things that he does that I think are extremely dangerous, and I have to speak out.
Well, that's the point of having freedom of speech. I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly said that Ailes died as a result of the hatred. The nation's hatred killed him. It's funny how people will take their words, and it is the reality is, if you didn't hear, Roger Ailes fell down.
Right, he fell down. I mean, suppose there was no scandal. Suppose he was still working at Fox. Would he have not fallen down? Would he have not died? What would the timeline have been? Is there a connection in any way, shape, or form to what happened to his career, to the fact that he died under the circumstances he died under and when he died?
That's
sort of cosmic stuff. I don't see a connection. My original thought, you asked me at the beginning of this hour, you said to me, what were your first thoughts? My first thoughts were the stress of what happened to him killed him.
Yep.
And I told
That's
you that.
I
thought that.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was the hate that killed him, but I thought that, oh my gosh, it got to him.
Yeah.
And then I found out, no, it didn't get to him. Then of course I wonder how he did feel about the scandal. I wonder if he might have died from that had he lived. We'll never know. I don't know what conversations he had with his wife. You ever wonder about that? His wife is the one that put the news to Drudge.
Yeah.
And do you think that she was heartbroken, or do you think she hated him? Do you think that they had fights over this? Do you think she believed he was a victim of lies and that these women were opportunists? What do you think Bill Cosby's wife and he talk about when they're alone? Mm-hmm. What do you think Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton talk about when they're alone regarding all of this marital stuff that has taken place? We'll never know because we're not there. But it's certainly interesting to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, Donald Trump and his wife, is she want to be divorced? Does she not want to be the first lady? I mean, all that stuff. Talk Radio Countdown Show, now a list officially, so if you get lost in some of our conversation and don't hear the actual list, I'll give it to you. On the people side, Paul Ryan's at number 10. The winners and losers, the victors and vanquished in France, number 9. Nicole Kushner-Meyer, number 8. Kim Jong-un, number 7. Anderson Cooper, number 6. Sean Spicer, number 5. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. James Comey, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I don't think there's anything that surprises us there. The Comey thing will, I think, stick around for another week or two, and then it'll get supplanted by something else. Whatever Donald thinks needs to be at the top of the pile, if there isn't a lot of noise and a lot of focus on him, he'll do something. So now the focus and the noise will be taken from him. So that's it. Our review of the people on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. News Talk Radio time is 44 past the hour. More with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen after these words.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants, or blood thinners, can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief.
Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To review, there is some semblance of order here. To the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, who's hot and who's not. Number 9, a lot of discussion about the Trump budget and who says what about that and its impact on the health care plan. Number 8, the slaying of the policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, travel ban arguments, pro and con. Trump administration wants you to check your laptop or your iPad. They want you not to have those implements coming back from a visit to Europe. Let's see here. Number 6, the French election. Number 5 is the Kushner family doing things illegally. The Confederate statue removal in New Orleans is number 4. Number 3, the threat of violence from North Korea. The health care plan is number 2. And Trump fires Comey is number 1 this week. All right, 46 past the hour. News and talk and conversation, spoken word format. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I get sort of a kick out of this. One of the people on the list is Vladimir Putin. And he apparently had a press conference this week, and he took some time to sort of gloat about Trump and what was going on in the United States. He thinks that he wins whenever there's stuff like this going on in America. He feels like the cat in the, catnip in the catnip bin. But that goes back, I think they're two per. He wants to be a monarch, too. He wants to be the dictator.
Yeah, and to a great degree, he is.
He is.
he's down the road towards that. Yeah. He's bringing back the good. He's making Russia great again.
Yeah.
he's bringing back the glory days of the Soviet Union.
Right.
And the nostalgia for a strong leader, security and international pride that comes with that in Russia. No question about it. Putin is a dictator.
Let me go back to number 10 for a moment and focus on something very specific, because you're such a big football fan and you love the Patriots. What do you make of Tom Brady's wife coming out with the information about his concussion or concussions and what
it
might have been?
Another example of the media ganging up on the Patriots. I've never seen a team so persecuted before in my life.
Really? Would you like to elaborate on that, please?
It's hate. It's Patriot hate.
Right.
I don't know whether or not she's telling the truth. I mean, she's not lying, but maybe he just got hit in the head. But if, in fact, he had a concussion and he didn't tell anybody about it, I think that's not a good thing. They have rules, and I think that it's, you know, kind of a serious issue within the unserious world of sports.
Well, when you look at the number, it is serious. The number of children who look up to people like Tom Brady who want to play football because he does, and they don't pay attention, nor do their parents pay attention to the facts, to the reality of what happens to people who get involved and are hit hard in that game. And so he feels like he has a responsibility, I think, to be a role model, because he is a pretty good role model. Is he not tough enough? If he gets, let's say, to the people who look up to him, he's not tough enough, he's not big enough, he's not strong enough. And
I don't think that's the issue. I think he's the kind of guy that he's so dedicated to winning and so dedicated to the team that if he can get away without reporting that he had a concussion and continue to play, he would do so, which is the wrong thing to do, but I understand his motivation. But it's the wrong thing to do based upon the rules and the bigger situation. But
by the way,
Tom Brady's a human being.
John McCain said that he was treated worse than President Trump by the news media. Just to put things into perspective.
McCain was treated worse? Or
that's what he says. Now, McCain says that he was treated poorly, more poorly than Trump.
Well, I think that they all should be treated to a certain degree poorly by the news media. As I said, politicians' feet should be held to the fire. If the news media is giving them a tough time, it's doing its job.
Yeah. I wish I could go through, I had the time, we're out of time, to go through the numbers with the number of people in Congress who were paid off by various industries. That list came out this week. Wow. There's a conversation and a half. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And at 53 past the hour, time for us to tune in to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, college professor, expert when it comes to analyzing a lot of these things that we talk about with the great credibility. So I take a few of the stories from our top 10 list created by Talkers Magazine and try to parse those words. Don't you love that term? Where did that term,
good word.
That word even come from? Do you know it's a legal term? Where did it come
you know,
from?
I don't. I am always fascinated by the derivation of words, so I'll have to check that one out.
Called etymology. You knew that.
Yes.
Not entomology is about birds. Etymology is about words.
Yep.
Right? Got it? Okay. Thank you very much. Nice to have you. That was Stephen J.J. Wiseman, folks.
There we go.
All right, so the number one item this week on the Talkers chart is Mr. Mueller being appointed a special counsel. There is a, you really dig around in this, and I'm trying to get, Michael Harrison has some influence on me, as he does you and all of us, as we think about these things. Trump doesn't need a defender. I'm not his defender. I think there's some things he's doing good, some things are not so good. I don't see this whole business about resignation and impeachment. It's all nonsense. And the fact that Mueller was appointed as a special counsel, is he looking into Comey and that whole can of worms? Because he doesn't have anything on the Russian thing is a goes nowhere deal, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I don't know. I think they're legs to the Russian thing.
And the leaking of the stuff to the Russian ambassador? It is no,
that was something that was not prudent, but no means was that something that even approximates a high crime and misdemeanor.
Right.
But the effects, interestingly enough, when you look at the charge to Mueller, it's pretty broad. They are giving him the authority to look into.
Who's they?
Explain
to people who they are. Where did he come from? How did he get into this problem? People say, okay, this guy's been appointed. Who appointed him?
Assistant Attorney General, because the Attorney General has already recused himself from being involved in this. So the Assistant Attorney General, and if you believe the President's version, this is the guy that advised the President to can Comey. In any event, this is the guy that is, I think, taking a very prudent step, because it is questionable whether indeed a Justice Department that may have been politically motivated and involved with the President could do a proper investigation of Russian influence on the election primarily, and the firing of Comey, and the basis for that was it obstruction of justice. So he's given a broad range as far as what he can investigate, and they picked a good guy. They picked a guy who had an eminent career with the FBI, is trusted by Republicans and Democrats, and whatever he comes up with, I think, will have some substance. And what he may come up with exonerates the President. It may be something that could lead to charges against the President. But whatever it is, I think it'll be fair and honest.
The cyber attack and yeah. Who goes after whom here, this whole business about the businesses that have been affected by it and where it all started, and it shows us what the NSA is capable of. I mean, there are all kinds of worms here. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go back and trace the basis of this was the NSA gathers what they call zero-day exploits. And these are vulnerabilities in software that everyone uses, computer software, that they are, that are not known. And they use these for spying. And, you know, frankly, I'm glad they do. I mean, it really does help with intelligence.
But they're not spying on you and me, it's fine, yeah.
Exactly. Well, or if, you know, if the NSA is doing it in accordance with the law, that's fine. I agree with you. Our privacy is invaded by a lot of government officials. But frankly, we're invaded more by signing on to contracts with companies like Google and others that we don't even realize that we're having our privacy invaded, but that's probably for another story. So the vulnerability called Eternal Blue was released by hackers or leakers. This was used as a basis for getting a ransomware malware spread and taking advantage of a vulnerability in the Microsoft operating system. Now, the NSA contacted Microsoft when this got leaked and hacked, and Microsoft put out a patch. But what's interesting is there are a lot of people and companies that didn't patch, and they got into trouble, particularly the Chinese, who use counterfeit pirated programs, and so they didn't get the automatic updates.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Isn't it really amazing how things are simple, yet they're complex? Complicated, yet not. And you helped to put things into perspective. That's why I'm glad to have you here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.